Saturday Live, and it's time for this week's edition of MediaWise with Comisún Naman, here to help you question and manage your own personal media environment. We've got guests every weekend looking at all aspects of media literacy, from social to traditional media and online safety. And with that in mind, Fergal Harrington's joining me this week as my guest from Intro Matchmaking. Yes. How are you?
I'm great, thank you for having me.
Normally gives us great advice on finding love and navigating all those murky waters from time to time. But as part of our series on MediaWise and managing your personal media environment, it got me thinking about the dating scene, dating apps, people putting profiles up online, and how they can do it safely.
It's why our business is now so busy, because of the negativity associated with sometimes being online. And the sort of, I was just talking to someone there and they're saying, God, I'm just exhausted. I'm just jaded. I'm just terrified that I am a 30-something-year-old person and I can't manage to actually meet and engage with normal, reasonable people who are well-intentioned. I know who I am, I know what I want, but I'm just constantly met with people who don't have a clue where they want to be, what they want to do. They lie about themselves, they mislead all the time. Mm. And that leads to just such an exhaustion in people that they actually end up giving up and they lose faith.
Because you can't see the person behind the device.
No.
What are the do's and don'ts for somebody who wants to go put themselves out there online in terms of creating a profile? Are there mistakes people make?
Yeah, they use filters. They use images that are about 10, 15 years old. And then they arrive at a date and the person and looks at them and thinks, well, you lied about that. What else did you lie about? Mm. So being brutally honest is actually the key. Owning your flaws, owning the flaws, and just being as upfront as possible, it will be the most refreshing thing for a person to encounter online, because everyone is so fed up of hearing what the person thinks that they want to say as opposed to what's actually true. Being on a paid site, whatever you may have to pay, whether it's €30 or €40 or whatever, just, if you want success and if you want to know that you're a part of a reputable pool of people, you need to at least pay for it. Have a credit card paper trail so that you can just sort of sleep soundly and not worry.
Because there are a lot of sites out there, aren't there? I mean, how do you tell a good from a bad one, for example?
There's going to be reviews, there's going to be success. But you have to take some of these reviews with a pinch of salt as well, because a lot of the time competitors just write stuff about other people or big up their themselves.
Their own products.
Yeah. And so it's you have to experience it yourself. But if it feels right, you need to have your guard up without actually having such a stone wall that you don't let anybody in. But you need to take it offline as quickly as possible. If you're online and someone is engaging with you, take it off that. Go on to onto WhatsApp. Go on to a different text message. Go on to their social media. Find them on LinkedIn. Do all of those things and ensure that they have a plausible profile on other sites.
I mean, you must have come across stories, people who come to Intro Matchmaking, about, for example, catfishing.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, that terrifying. Goes on. My image was taken off our website and used by people over in the UK and someone in Cork. And then our neighbour comes into our house and says, Rena, I just found Fergal on Tinder. I've been matched to
him. Bet you had some explaining to do there.
Yeah. She laughed, of course. I don't know what that says. She wasn't shocked, horror. No. So basically, yeah. You need to be so careful, but if it's free, have your guard up.
So let's say you sign up to someone reputable and you're chatting to somebody and you decide, yes, we're going to meet. Any safety advice for somebody who's going to meet someone in person they've gotten to know online?
Yeah, you will always, obviously in a public place, always let somebody know, let your close friend know, have your number, have your phone ready to go. Always meet in a very lively public environment. Don't go for walks in the evening time. Don't go. It's amazing the amount of people who put themselves in such danger. Don't get into the car. Some people as well just hop in the car first time they meet the individual. Like, don't ever do that. And ensure that you're going for a bite to eat. Don't go for massive amounts of drinks. Don't just go for food, go for a bite to eat in a public place. And then just ensure that the person knows your intentions in advance of actually being there. That if you're not planning on that, be very vocal about that at the outset, because people can be misled and they read signals and signs in the most ridiculous of ways. And they assume because, oh, she accepted my drink or he accepted this, that means it's fair game. So be really uber aware and conscious that some people will misinterpret what you're saying and what you're doing.
I mean, you spoke a bit about using filters. Whether we like to talk about it or not, people send pictures nowadays they would never have sent years ago. Any advice on that front about receiving or sending pictures to somebody you haven't met before?
Oh God, simply don't do it. I mean, my attitude about, you know, how we engage with people in general is, if you're not proud to have it aired on radio, well, you shouldn't be saying it. If you're not proud of having that email read out to you, don't send it. And same with pictures. Like, my God, I mean, the person you don't know, the amount of people who are being blackmailed is just terrifying. And it leads to awful, horrendous, tragic circumstances at times because of the pressure that people are under and the abuse that they get online as a result of what they may have done as a teenager or a young adult. So I worry, I know I sound ancient to say this, but I do worry for the Gen Zs and stuff like that when they're just playing fast and loose with their images and their profiles.
And I suppose get in touch with Garda Síochána because there are a lot stricter laws around this nowadays.
And it's getting stricter and stricter as the weeks go on.
How would you finally verify a potential suitor to somebody who isn't, who's online and who is going to meet somebody via a dating website? Things you would look out for example.
On that, I would make sure it's a paid website. The payment is massively important, but then I would also get off that website and bring it to other social networks and ensure that they're plausible in terms of their actual profiles, that they haven't just created something in the last 24 hours. Because we have a situation before where I heard this woman went out with a guy who was a widower and he hadn't been with the woman in about 3 years, and he brought her to the house and she said, oh, the pictures of the late wife are there and the children, oh God, so sad. And turns out the guy had 7 women on the go at the same time claiming to be a widower just to get the sob story out there. And this guy, brazen, wife still alive and 7 other women on the go at the same time. The insanity of it all, of what you can actually come across online, is terrifying. You just need to really be aware. And you hear of all these scams, you hear people saying, oh, I gave 60 grand, I gave 70 grand. Like, don't give money. Don't give credit card details. Don't do anything like that. Just get it offline as quickly as possible. Meet in a public place. Use your head and use the common sense and have your guard up without it making you impossible to actually engage with. You have to have your guard up a little bit and ask direct questions and say, okay, why are you still single? When were you in a last in a relationship? Or, you know, ask questions that require honest answers. And if it sounds sort of fishy or a little bit dodgy, it more than likely is.
Of course, people can come to Intro Matchmaking if they want to do it offline. How can they get in touch?
We're based on Grafton Street, but we cater for the entire country, and that's really important to note. And it doesn't matter what age you are. People are always saying to me, oh, I'm probably over the hill now, I'm 60. I was like, we have 93-year-old on the books and 20 is the youngest. So don't doubt yourself, don't question yourself. Just give us a call, 016-777-000, or the website is intro.ie. No one gets your surname, photograph or phone number, and nothing ever goes online. That's really important. And unfortunately, that's just how life has changed and how society has changed over the years. And that's why an intro needs to exist.
Great advice there for people to stay safe if they're looking for love online, and some of the do's and don'ts. Thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Anytime.
Appreciate that. MediaWise, around this time every Saturday morning on Saturday Live in association with Cumasún na mBan on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax.